This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Update on that woman from Hawaii who disappeared after coming into LAX. So voluntary disappearance now. More trouble for one of Donald Trump's picks. New report how he's acted. And first, a new boss at the DA's office in LA.
Yeah, Nathan Hochman going to get sworn in today. George Gascon out, Nathan Hochman in, and he's promised a hard middle for the DA's office. Let's get more live from our John Baird.
Nathan Hochman rode quite a wave to a resounding win on Election Day. Gascon, I believe, conceded the next day. So now Hochman is about to take over, and he plans to undo some of Gascon's directives, meaning that Hochman will occasionally seek the death penalty. Gascon refused to do that, and Hochman will give his prosecutors more leeway to add gun and gang enhancements, which could lead to some people spending even more time in prison. I just spoke to Orange County DA Todd Spitzer, who is thrilled with Hochman's victory.
These criminals from LA County who were not prosecuted under George Gascon were not only plaguing LA County residents and businesses, but they were plaguing the entire Southern California region. And that day, starting today, is over.
He believes that Hochman will be compassionate and fair, especially in dealing with suspects who are mentally ill or addicted to drugs or alcohol, and will focus on treatment for them while being tough on those who commit serious and violent felonies and being tough on repeat offenders. Spitzer also believes the word will get around to criminals that they'll be prosecuted instead of getting what he calls a slap on the wrist.
Man who rammed a car in Compton, shot and killed a woman who was inside before killing himself. This was last night on South Central. A woman was sitting in a car with a second man when their car was rammed by this other vehicle. They both got out. Second man got shot running away, but survived. Woman also tried to run, but was killed again before the shooter shot himself. Not clear if the shooter knew the woman or the second man or why he shot him.
One person is dead, four others in the hospital after an end to a police chase last night in Fountain Valley. Investigators say the suspect was driving a white truck, lost control, slammed into a BMW SUV at the corner of Ellis and Magnolia. Truck flipped on the side. Driver's door and the passenger side were completely crushed. There is a video of the suspect sitting on the curb next to the crash and handcuffed. His identity not yet released. Unknown if the people who were hurt in the truck or the SUV.
It's been almost a month-long search in L.A. for a missing woman from Hawaii. It's taken another turn now. Pete Dimitrios says the LAPD has confirmed that Hana Kobayashi is now in Mexico and has been there for almost 3 weeks.
LAPD Chief Jim McDonald said the investigation into the whereabouts of Hana Kobayashi has stretched from searches around L.A. and LAX, where it was noted she didn't board a flight to New York on November 11th. Instead, she took her bags and bought a bus ticket at Union Station and entered Mexico on November 12th. Chief McDonald had this to say about her current status.
To date, the investigation has not uncovered any evidence that Kobayashi is being trafficked or is the victim of foul play. She is also not a suspect in any criminal activity. Additionally, the investigators noted that before departing Maui, Kobayashi expressed the desire to step away from modern connectivity. Our priority is ensuring Ms. Kobayashi's safety and well-being, and we urge Ms. Kobayashi to contact her family, law enforcement, or personnel at the U.S. Embassy to let us know that she is safe.
As of now, the LAPD has her listed as a voluntary missing person. But if she returns to the U.S., various police agencies will be notified as soon as possible. At LAPD headquarters, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Woman was caught on camera spewing racist remarks at parents with their young kids on an LAX shuttle bus. She says on the video, "Your family is from India. You have no respect and no rules. You think you can push everyone." She then went on to insult their cuisine, saying snarkily, "Your tandoori is stinky," and then some sort of expletive. The dad told KNX News this morning that her rant started on the flight. He said his 11-year-old son said that she asked him if he was Indian, and then she argued with the dad on the plane, saying, "You're not American, not originally. You're from expletive India." Dad told her he was born in America, and the woman responded by saying, "No, you weren't." The parents said their son is having a hard time understanding what happened. They hope someone can identify the woman because they want to press charges.
Car crash on a windy road near Malibu turning into a missing persons mystery. This car went off Deer Creek Road on Saturday, went down the embankment. The search for the car and the people inside didn't start, though, until yesterday afternoon, because that's when the driver actually called it in. There was no 911 call on Saturday. Driver got out and is okay. Reported there were two other passengers, though. One is okay, back at home, but the third is still missing. No word on why that driver took so long to report the crash.
So yeah, getting a new DA today in LA County. Nathan Hochman going to be sworn in at noon. One group happy to see him take over the union for the deputy district attorneys. LA County prosecutors Michelle Hannessy is president of that union.
We are really excited to have what we hope is just a 180-degree turnaround from the last 4 years of what have been a real hardship for the prosecutors in this office and a hardship for the citizens of LA County, having someone who was never truly a prosecutor and wasn't here to represent the needs of the criminal justice system and the needs of the citizens of LA County. So we're very excited.
She says that Hochman's already met with the union leadership and reached out to those prosecutors to hear from them and get their viewpoints.
And that's where the contrast really shows. From day one, Gascon shut out the prosecutors of this office. He walked in with a bunch of policies that were created with zero input from prosecutors. And then when seasoned, experienced prosecutors tried to give him some guidance, he ignored everything that they told him about what was going to work, what wasn't going to work, how to make them work. He shut out the advice of the most experienced prosecutors in this office and shut them down. And we're seeing the opposite here. We're seeing a man who is inviting input from the people in this office who have decades of experience, and it is really a refreshing turnaround.
She says those changes will be seen by everyone at the ground level.
You're going to see it in the 7-Elevens, and you're going to see it in the drug stores. You're going to start hopefully seeing the toiletries aren't going to be locked up in our grocery stores anymore. The little things like that. We're going to hopefully see a reduction in these snatch and grab robberies, because people are going to start getting prosecuted for this. And when merchants report people shoplifting, those people are going to get arrested because the police are going to be able to arrest them now. So things are slowly going to start changing.
One of Hochman's first high-profile cases as DA will be the resentencing of Eric and Lyle Menendez, and a resentencing hearing set for January, allowing him more time to review the case. President Biden is in Angola today, but he is still being criticized for pardoning his son, Hunter. And a cabinet pick of the president-elect is meeting with the senators after another damaging report. Those stories and more coming up as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Yeah, let's talk about the pardon of Hunter. So president is in Angola promoting American investment and trade, but CBS political reporter Willie James Inman says the big topic is still the pardon, especially among the lawmakers on Capitol Hill. A lot of them slamming the decision.
We did hear from the First Lady yesterday. She said, "Of course, I support the pardon of my son." That was following a White House Christmas decorations event. But the president, in his statement, essentially said that the justice system was slanted against his son, Hunter Biden.
White House struggled yesterday to defend the pardon, claiming the prosecution was politically motivated. Explanation didn't satisfy even some Democrats, who were angry that Biden's reversal could make it harder now to take on President-elect Trump, especially if he starts pardoning more people.
Donald Trump's choice for defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, has been meeting with senators on Capitol Hill, comes as a previously undisclosed whistleblower report on his tenure as the president of Concerned Veterans for America described him as being repeatedly intoxicated to the point of needing to be carried out of the organization's events. Between 2013 and 2016, Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville says that he's developed a friendship with Hegseth over the years and says he will make a great defense secretary.
No, I've looked at all the personal stuff. And again, I've known him for a long time. And there's not going to be anything to this at the end of the day.
The whistleblower report also said that Hegseth and other members of his management team sexually pursued the organization's female staffers, whom they divided into a couple of groups, the party girls and the not party girls. An attorney for Hegseth said in a statement, "We're not going to comment on outlandish claims laundered through the New Yorker by a petty and jealous and disgruntled former associate of Mr. Hegseth's."
The president-elect says he'll stop a foreign business from taking over a pretty iconic American company. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president-elect posted on Truth Social, quote, "I am totally against the once great and powerful U.S. steel being bought by a foreign company, in this case, Nippon Steel of Japan." He added, "As president, I will block this deal from happening. Buyer beware." The United Steelworkers Union called the proposed deal bad for workers, their communities, and the domestic industry, as well as for national security, critical infrastructure, and domestic supply chains. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Donald Trump took to Truth Social to demand Hamas immediately release hostages taken during last year's attacks on Israel. Meantime, in Syria, the country's army and its allies are reported to have confronted an attack by the Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces. Here's CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett.
Maybe the biggest part of this is Hezbollah itself. You know, backed by Iran, sent to Syria to prop up the regime. They're experienced fighters, and they've either had to return to Lebanon to fight for their own existence, or their leadership has just been decimated. And then there's Syria itself, right? Their troops have been badly supplied, clearly unprepared for an attack like this. So this is a target of opportunity.
Syria's state news agency says a drone strike hit a car in Damascus, killing one person, happened on a road leading into the airport.
The defense minister in Israel warning Lebanon against allowing Hezbollah to violate that ceasefire, the shaky deal between Israel and Hezbollah. CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Defense Minister Yisrael Katz said that if the ceasefire with Hezbollah collapses, Israel will not limit its strikes to Hezbollah and could hit other parts of Lebanon. He said that until now, Israel has avoided attacking targets that are not directly connected to Hezbollah. Lebanese officials said at least 9 people were killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes Monday.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today said that NATO must ensure it is ready for the coming year and Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine and other threats. He says the moment is vital for allies to meet on common ground.
The reason so many countries are invested in this alliance, the reason that new countries, Finland and Sweden, have joined the alliance, the reason the alliance is stronger than ever is because we all know it's the best guarantee against war, the best means to prevent conflict, the best means to ensure our collective security.
The remarks came during a meeting with the NATO Secretary General in Brussels ahead of the alliance's foreign minister meeting.
It is still snowing in the Great Lakes after more than 5 feet fell over the holiday weekend. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
It's the Great Dig Out in northern New York. The town of Barnes Corners buried in more than 5 feet of snow in just a matter of days. A little further south in the rural town of Casadega, the weight of all that snow has taken its toll, forcing the roof to collapse on this barn. More than 100 cattle were inside, 4 killed.
Another foot of snow expected today. Then there's going to be a short break and then more snow later on this week. Did you fly? I flew. Record air travel over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. TSA screened about 3.1 million passengers on Sunday, most ever in a single day. This is the airline set a record number of flights last week. KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg is with us from the south of France.
Oui, oui, oui.
Of course.
Yes, of course he is. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, everybody.
So delays over the Thanksgiving holiday were said to be at a record low, but my family's bad luck was very strong as my kid who came home from college had delays on both ends. So go ahead and tell us, though, about how great it was for everyone else.
I will, because it actually was, surprise, surprise, the number of delays and the cancellation rate were at historic lows. So you got to give some credit to the airlines for scheduling. But the real credit goes to the FAA, which opened up military airspace in the Northeast Corridor to extend out the flow of the traffic. And that's really what which cut down on all the delays. That was really good news. Some interesting numbers about this past weekend, and that is the numbers kept on going up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Most number of people screened in the history of the TSA on Sunday, but the number of flights was the record on Monday, 48,000 flights in the air Monday, much more than the Sunday. So people were able to spread out their trip, and that's one of the reasons why it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Are we going to do a repeat for Christmas? Because holidays in, I think, what, the middle of the week? Are they going to open the airspace again and get the TSA screeners working all these staggered shifts? I mean, do you have high hopes for Christmas?
I do, because if you take a look at the actual holiday period, it starts around the 15th of December, goes to the 3rd or 4th of January, so people can really stagger their departure and return dates, number one. Number two, we've already set the precedent for opening up the space, and it worked. And then weather notwithstanding, that's always the great intangible, but weather notwithstanding, it looks like it's going to be okay.
You've been, you know, kind of critical of the FAA in the past. What is really going on here at this time of year in 2024 that the system seems to be working?
They got lucky. Remember, you still have three air traffic control centers operating at less than 85% staffing threshold. That's dangerous because that means that those traffic control centers, you've got air traffic controllers working mandatory overtime, the one job nobody should ever work overtime on. You have the FAA not really dealing with scheduling of airplanes. And that's something they're going to have to get into. If it's not the FAA, it's got to be the USDOT, because you can't have 34 flights leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning on runways that can only handle 23. This is an easy math equation that they can fix. And hopefully going into 2025, they can do that.
For my fellow Southwest flyers from Burbank to Oakland or Sacramento or SFO from LAX, they've changed the rule now starting in January where they're going to start cleaning up the cabin way earlier to get rid of some of the turbulence problems they have on the way down. It's like 18,000 feet mm-hmm. instead of 10,000 now. Are they even going to be able to pull off service yeah. a lot of time if the flight's full? Because you can barely get something now sometimes.
Do I get my snacks?
Yeah, am I going to get my pretzels and my ginger ale?
They may actually be serving the snacks as you board, simply because not many of their flights are that long to begin with. And number two, when they start top of descent, that's what it's called, usually at 18,000 feet, they don't really tell the folks to put their tray tables up and their seats in the upright position and stow their laptops till they get to about 8,500 feet. That changes now to 18,000, and that means you won't even be able to work on your laptop for the last 25 minutes of the flight. So they're doing that because they've sustained serious flight attendant injuries below 18,000 feet, and they're trying to make sure that they can actually start mitigating that. And that's the real reason. The real key now is to see if other airlines follow suit.
All right, KUNX travel editor Peter Greenberg, enjoy France. We'll be here next week waiting.